Chapter 16.
"A strange place to meet,"
Ben said, sitting down and emptying the water from his boots. He and Bezog had been traveling by foot for days and just finished wading through a waist-deep stream of icy water. His teeth chattered.
"And you're sure this is where they'll be?"
"That's what her note said,"
Bezog replied, wringing out his robes.
"Barring any changes in the circumstances..."
He coughed, eyed the ridgeline. A range of rocky steps surrounded them.
"It'd be nice if we had horses, but you had to rush us out of there. My guts are still churning."
Ben rubbed his head.
"How can there be power to do that? It's not right."
"It's magic, and it does plenty of things we don't understand. How do so many dragons fly with such small wings on their backs?"
"Huh. I've even seen dragons fly without any wings."
Ben stood up and dusted off his trousers.
Point taken. "Just give me fair warning before you, what's the word?"
"Teleport."
"Yes. Warning would be nice."
Ben picked up Brenwar's chest and slung it over his back with a grunt.
"Best we get going."
"Is that chest a burden?"
He eyed the cast-iron banding strapped over the darkened wood.
"Oh, now you ask."
Ben shrugged.
"No, it's not so heavy as it looks."
He narrowed his eyes at Bezog and laughed.
"Oh, must be magic. Not very burdensome at all."
He groaned.
"Light as a feather." "Yep, light as a feather."
"You jest?"
"Let's keep moving,"
Ben said, huffing his way up the slope.
"I'm starting to understand why Brenwar parted with it now. The bearded buzzard got tired of lugging it around. Good for him. Bad for my back."
"I can assist."
Ben waved him off and started his trek up the slope. He looked back at Bezog and said,
"This is the right way, isn't it?"
Bezog nodded, pointing. He said,
"Just head straight toward the split in the peaks, and soon we will arrive."
Ben set his chin and nodded. The rangy man, stalwart as they come, had taken care of most everything on the trek. He hunted, fished, and trapped. Bezog might have starved without him, despite the last 20-so years of survival. His part-elf and part-human side never acclimated to the woods. But he could recognize plants that were edible and maybe catch a fish from time to time. He slipped. Ben caught his arm.
"You really need to be more thoughtful in your gear,"
the warrior said, looking at Bezog's shoes.
"You'd almost be better off in bare feet than those things."
His friend's shoes were little more than leather slippers. But that was all part of being a mage. The lighter you traveled, the better. It had something to do with how the energies were harnessed from the world. Too much clutter could be a distraction, and sometimes comfort was sacrificed for power. 2 more hours they trudged up the slope into the setting sun, winding left to right along the rocky edges.
"You realize we are exposed, don't you?"
Ben said.
"Marching right up into the high ground with the sun in our eyes."
"It will be all right."
"How do you know that?"
"I know."
Ben shrugged and mopped the sweat from his brow. The sun eased its way between the split, and the slopes became heavy in shadow. Bezog could see the rock faces ahead, less than a mile away. Natural stone columns were in the rock, and many of them looked like giant faces.
"That's odd,"
Ben said, glancing back at Bezog.
"So you and Sasha have been here before?"
"We used to ride horses a lot and take trips for days at a time. We came across this place by accident."
He smiled.
"She fell in love with it."
"With the rocks?"
"More or less. But it's what is on the other side that impresses."
"Impresses you?" I've seen Elam, and I've never seen anything more impressive than that.
This is not like that. It's different, and she's fond of it. That's all that matters.
His eyes watered. Doubt seeped into his heart.
What if she's not there?
She'll be there,
Ben said, drifting back and squeezing his shoulder. Eyeing the rock faces, Bezog explained,
We took our vows there.
Well, perhaps you can renew them now. Come on. I'm excited to see this place. The place that stirs the heart of the Grand Bezog.
They entered the split in the great stones after traversing a jagged pass over a half mile long. Ben set down the chest and stared down into the valley. The sun was a big orange eye overlooking a huge lake, surrounded by great trees and abundant forest life. Some of the trees were colored with golden leaves, and others violet, white, and red.
I like it, Ben said. So we are heading down?
He looked left and right.
Or around?
The rocky steps and pinnacles formed a crescent moon around the lake. A narrow path led along the rocks either way.
I find it hard to believe no one lives here.
He lifted a brow.
Giants, maybe?
A shadow dropped behind them from out of nowhere. Bezog twisted around. Ben hustled by his side with Akron ready. A cherry-scaled dragon filled the chasm. Magnificent. Beautiful. It had small twisting horns and rose-belly scales. Long black lashes over its eyes. He could feel the heat of its breath. Bezog stood behind his staff and held Ben an arm's length behind him. His heart pounded between his temples.
Hold,
he said. Ben kept his arrow nocked.
If you want to teleport me out of here, I'm all right with it.
Be still,
Bezog said.
I'm not so sure she aims to harm us.
The cherry dragon shook its scales and wings.
She?
Ben said.
Aye.
Father! Father!
Bezog's head snapped up, his eyes fixed on Rary, climbing down the rock.
Son!
Bezog said. Rary, light-haired and lithe, scrambled to the bottom. He embraced his father. The young part elf's wiry arms squeezed him tight.
You've grown well, son,
Bezog said, unable to contain his elation.
Father, I've missed you so much.
Rary hugged him again. Ben said to them both, eyeing the dragon. Rary looked at Ben, nodded, then over to the dragon.
We call her Shailene. She's been with us many days. Was it you who sent the dragonettes?
Yes.
I knew it was. Come, come.
Rary said.
Mother waits. What about Shailene?
Ben said, lowering his bow. Rary shrugged.
She'll be fine, I'm certain. She's a dragon, you know.
Rary,
Bezog said.
This is my dear friend Ben.
Rary looked Ben over, and his eyes widened.
Oh, is that Akron? Is that Fang?
No, it's Ben,
Ben said, pulling the bow away. His hand fell on Fang's hilt.
Rary, where are your manners?
They're somewhere around here,
Rary said, scratching his head. He extended his hand.
Hello, Ben.
Ben squeezed it, and Rary winced. He picked up the dwarfen chest and handed it to Rary.
Ugh, I'd be obliged,
Ben said, stretching his back and eyeing the dragon.
I wouldn't stare too long if I were you,
Rary said, grinning.
Why?
Because she might kill you.
Rary,
Bezog said.
Come along, Father, and Father's friend Ben,
Rary said, teetering with a happy gait.
I can't wait to see Mother's face when she sees you.
Rary led the way around the rim of the valley until they stopped at the mouth of a small cave, overlooking the lake. Bezog saw Sasha standing just outside of it, auburn hair blowing in the gentle breeze. Bezog strengthened his knees. Shailene soared by, darted up, disappearing into the clouds high over the lake.
Mother! Mother!
Rary yelled. Sasha's chin turned, Her eyes locked on Bezog and his heart jumped in his throat. The pair collided halfway to the cave. Sasha buried her head in his shoulder, sobbing.
Bezog.
He stroked her hair, trembling a little.
I've missed you,
he said.
But my heart has never ached so much as it does now. I'm not parting with you again.
Good, she said, still hugging him.
Oh, good.
She tilted her chin up and they kissed.
Not in front of the children,
Rary started. Ben backhanded his shoulder.
Oh, come on,
Rary said to Ben, rubbing his shoulder.
Might as well let Sourface know his father's arrived.
Let's go in, Sasha said. Our spot will make you feel right at home.
Holding her hand, Bezog ducked inside the cave after Ben and Rary. Mystic flames reflected on the walls that were coated in bright, oily colors. There were beds made from giant leaves and tall grasses and nothing more. The cave went back as far as he could see, and the ambience was soothing. He glanced back outside the cave mouth, beheld the spectacular view he and Sasha fell for so many decades ago, and sighed.
You need rest,
she said, rubbing his hand in between hers. He brushed her hair over her ears. Her face was scuffed up and swollen. It angered him. His wife and sons had been through quite an ordeal. He could feel it.
Never again,
he said.
To the end.
Mother! Father!
Rary's voice echoed in the cave. They rushed deeper within. Samaz lay propped up in Rary's arms with the whites of his eyes showing. Bezog knelt alongside him and squeezed his knee.
What's wrong?
Ben asked.
He does this when he dreams,
Rary said.
And they seem to be getting longer and worse.
Samaz stiffened and popped upright. The whites of his eyes rolled away and he started mumbling.
Gorn Gradic comes. Gorn Gradic comes. Gorn Gradic comes.